Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we're going to do open lines again this morning, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. So give us a call at 877-254-7524. Certainly, we provoked a great response yesterday when we talked about the hemp attack, the possibility of a hemp attack. That is a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse. Like to talk more about that. A lot of our listeners were well aware of the devastating effect this could have. And of course, as I pointed out yesterday, why members of Congress have been very, very concerned about this. Well, when they've tried to do something, tried to appropriate a few billion dollars to shield our transformers on the power lines all across America, which would prevent the disastrous effects of a hemp attack or high-altitude electromagnetic pulse attack set off by setting off a nuclear weapon a couple of hundred miles up in the stratosphere, why they've been effectively blocked. Any effort to protect America from such an attack, which would send us back to the status of the 1800s before electricity was readily available, all those efforts have been regularly blocked. If we have to ask ourselves why, unless, of course, there is an agenda, and that agenda is somebody wants to destroy America. Well, of course, there is just such a plan. It's called Agenda 21. And if you haven't read Agenda 21, you need to get it. It was actually initially worked on by the elite who run America. Here in Santa Cruz, where I live, we have a copy of the original Agenda 21 report. I think it was published in 1991, something like that. And then, of course, it was later, the following year, at the second Rio Summit meeting in Rio de Janeiro. That was the Earth Summit meeting. Why, of course, they came up with a definitive plan, and it has been published by the United Nations. I don't think they're publishing at the present time, but, of course, we have taken that unto ourselves, and you can get the Agenda 21 from us. Now, I'm sure you can probably find it up on the Internet. Whether it's been adulterated, I don't know, but you may be able to get it off the Internet, probably can, but if you'd like to purchase it from Radio Liberty, it is available through my ministry, because we want to make it available so you can understand. They really want to limit our use of water and of electricity. They want to get us out of our cars and onto bicycles. That's why they're trying to put in the bullet trains and putting in all the bike paths. And of course, they want to limit the number of people and kill off most of the people in the world. And they want to bring back the bears and the mountain lions and the wolves, and they just want to destroy contemporary society. Which doesn't make sense unless you understand these people really hate humanity. There will be what Al Gore referred to as a wretching transformation of society. He used that term in his book, Earth and the Balance. A wretching transformation of society. And that's what they really want. That's what all this falter all about global warming is about. That's why they're tearing down dams across America. They've already torn down a couple hundred dams. Why would you tear down the dams? Well, the dams interfere with the fish, and the dams silt in over a long period of time. So you tear them out. Why? Because all the silt comes out and just destroys everything in the river, and it destroys all the fish and their breeding places. But it has nothing to do with fish. It has to do with the desire to destroy humanity. And it's so difficult for people to believe that there really are people out there like this, but there really are. And they have written, and you read the things the environmentalists have read, and you read the things that they've said about how they want to destroy most of the people on Earth and actually kill them off. And you find it so difficult to believe because the controlled media, and the media in America is controlled, doesn't emphasize this. Oh, we've got all these wonderful radio programs that are really gripping, and we've got football, and because we don't have basketball, we maybe one day we'll get that back. But we're coming up to the World Series, and we have tennis and golf, and all of these things for entertainment. Oh, but, of course, we never talk about the really important issues. And that is that there is a small group of evil and wicked people who rule the world and want to transform the world that we live in into an entirely different world. And they work through secret societies. How do we know they work through secret societies? Well, through the years, some of the people have come forward and talked about it. And I thought maybe I'd mention that this morning, but I'd really love to talk about what you'd like to talk about. Give us a call at 877-254-7524. But one of the original members, certainly of the secret society that was formed by Cecil Rhodes, wrote about this in his diary. His name was William Stead. He was the publisher of a magazine known as Review of Reviews, very, very prominent in the latter part of the 1800s. He was sort of one of these people who wanted to create a world government and create a ruling aristocracy. But when he objected to the fact that the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 wanted to bring world peace by creating wars, he objected to that. He thought it was wrong if you really wanted to bring about peace throughout the world to fight wars to bring about peace. But that, of course, was what they did. They created the Boer War. England created the Boer War, no reason at all. And they had to start someplace, so they thought that they'd kill off a lot of Boers and then they'd take over the Boer Republic in South Africa. And they could begin moving towards creating a railroad from the Cape of Good Hope up to Cairo. That was the Cape to Cairo Railway. But you couldn't do that if you had the Boer Republic in the way, so you had to kill the Boers, bring them into suppression. So we could fight the wars to bring about peace, and William said that was wrong, so he was thrown out of the society. So he wrote about it. He wrote about it in his magazine, The Review of Reviews. He wrote about it in a book called The Last Will and Testament of Cecil John Rhodes, which is still available. You could probably buy copies someplace. But he also wrote about it in his diary, and he told exactly how the secret society that controls the world today was formed. Give us a call, 877-254-7.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I'm back here at Eric Cedar Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But, of course, we talked about how William Stead wrote about the secret society that rules America today. Now, Stead's been long since dead. He was thrown out of the secret society back, probably about 1900. But in his diary, which we have, which we bought, why he writes about the formation of the secret society in 1891. Now, it's interesting that the man who edits the book said, oh, well, of course, Cecil Rhodes may have formed the secret society, but he gave it up, and he simply created the Rhodes Scholarships, but he gave up the secret society. But we know that isn't true, because we know that one of the men who is a member of the secret society was aware of it in 1946 or 1947. His name was Alfred Zimmern, and of course he was a friend of Professor Carroll Quigley. And I have the letters that they wrote back and forth between Zimmern and Quigley in the late 1940s as they went into the background of who were members of that secret society. And, of course, Zimmern had dropped out of the organization in 1921 and 1922. He joined it in 1910. He was a member of the inner core of the secret society, dropped out in 1921 and 1922 because after they fought this senseless First World War and killed 21 million people and maimed another 40 million for life, and it was all about the League of Nations. The League of Nations fell flat. Suddenly the secret society, which had been aligned with France during the First World War, now they wanted to align themselves with Germany and build up Germany and turn against France. And Zimmern felt that was wrong. I mean, you fight a war with an ally, you don't turn your back on the ally. And so he dropped out of the secret society, but always maintained close relationships with them, and really was fearful that he made Professor Quigley promise he would never reveal who had told him about the secret society, because this could cost you your life. If you are a member of a secret society and you reveal the secrets, they will simply kill you. This is how it works in secret societies. You are pledged to maintain the secret. This is why so few people in the upper echelons of Masonry certainly ever come forward. Captain Morgan did come forward. He was a Mason. They killed him. That was just, that was, of course, back in the 1830s, but that was a good lesson. So Zimmern feared for his life, but he did communicate with Quigley, and those letters were part of Professor Quigley's papers back at Georgetown University, and I went back and went through them before anybody had a chance to go through and shred them. I haven't ever been back again. I don't know if those letters are still there or whether I have the only copies in existence. And believe me, I have disseminated them far and wide to people I trust, just in case they came after me. This is a reality. When you're working with secret societies made up of people who think nothing about precipitating wars and killing hundreds of millions of people. Well, under any circumstances, well, certainly Professor Quigley wrote openly about the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created. You can get his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And on page 950, he talks about how in the 1960s, early 1960s, he had the chance to go through the secret records of these secret societies. Of course, I got a chance to go through Professor Quigley's papers and find the evidence he got about the secret societies. And he went through the papers. He has a list of all the people who attended the meetings title or another, but he wrote them all out in blue books, sort of little books that we used to use when we went to college to took your tests in a blue book, and that was what he actually used. It was very interesting. They used them, I guess, at Georgetown, the same sort of little book that I used when I went to college in the late 1940s and early 1950s. And then, of course, we know that Dr. Richard Day addressed a group of physicians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in 1969. And we actually have the transcript of what one of the people who attended the meeting had written. His name was Dr. Dunnigan. He was a pediatrician, a young pediatrician in 1969. He came to be a friend of my friend, Dennis Cuddy. And actually, Dennis's mother transcribed all the notes and the various things that Dr. Dunnigan had written and talked about. But when Richard Day, and you could actually get the four tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians, and the transcripts of that, they're available from Radio Liberty. We're the only people who carry them. But these are four talks, three of them were interviews that a woman named Randy Engel had done with Dr. Dunnigan. Was the interview that I did with Dr. Dunnigan before his untimely death. But then when you write about these things, why so often you have an untimely death? Under any circumstances, why Dr. Day, everybody thought he was going to talk about neonatologists. He was a professor of neonatology, or had been, before he dropped out to become the medical director of Planned Parenthood. And, of course, he was very close to the inner core of this secret society, or at least one of the secret societies. He called it the Order. And he said, you know, you probably are going to think I'm talking about communism, but this is far more powerful than communism. In fact, what most people understand is there's a great deal more cooperation between the East and the West than most people imagine. And those words are so vitally important. He was talking about something far more powerful than communism. Well, communism at that time, 1969, they controlled most of the earth. They controlled a quarter of the world landmass, a third of the world's population. But this organization was far more powerful than communism, and there was a great deal more cooperation between the East, meaning communism, and the West, meaning capitalism, than most people imagine. And of course, that's absolutely true. People in the United States have funded communism since its inception. Why is the American government doing everything they can to transfer our wealth, our factories, our manufacturing, our jobs to communist China? Because we brought them to power back in 1949. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, some of the things written by the congressional committees that investigated to find out why communism came to China. It was because the people who controlled the American State Department brought communism to China. And, of course, basically that was the Council on Foreign Relations, the front organization for the secret society that Cecil J. John Rhodes created back in 1891. How could I make that statement? Why? Because I've read Professor Quigley's book, and you'll find it at the bottom of page 951, at the top of page 952, where Professor Quigley talks about, first, the secret society, and then how, in 1921, they created a front organization in the United States for the Roundtable Group, and that was the title that they used in the 1920s for the organization, or front for the Small American Roundtable in J.P. Morgan. Well, of course, J.P. Morgan was part and parcel of this movement. He was deeply involved in the occult, and of course, this whole movement is founded in the occult. But most people have no idea what this is about. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, but Dr. Richard Day, if you've never read the New Order of the Barbarians or heard the four tapes that you need to get, because he talks about population control, he talks about, this is 1969, he's talking about the transfer of our manufacturing overseas, he's talking about how we're going to transfer car manufacturing to Japan and how they're going to make better cars than we do, so people will buy the Japanese cars. So that's what happened. They intentionally made defective cars here, cars that would wear out at 100,000 miles, whereas you get a Japanese car, you'll get a couple hundred thousand miles out of it. They did this intentionally because they wanted to shift manufacturing away from America. They wanted to create new diseases because there were too many people in the world. Or they wanted to bring in abortion. They wanted to dumb down our children. I mean, it is the most incredible information. Remember, it was written in 1969. We have the transcript available. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. You get the transcript, or you can get the four tape set and the transcript at reduced cost. It's well worthwhile listening to a dozen times. There really is a secret society, and of course they today are coordinating Agenda 21. They want to destroy modern civilization. Except, of course, for the elite. There will always be the elite. And they are the ones behind this, the people who create wealth, the banking system, a small group of people, a small cabal. And David Rockefeller readily admits that in his book, Memoirs, page 405. And we carry the book. We want you to be able to read it. But who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Hello, this is Sandy from Loveland.
Hi, Sandy from Loveland. How are you?
I'd like to know what your opinion is on the miniseries that they have on the History Channel right now on the Vietnam in HD. And I'll hang up and I'll listen, okay?
Well, I haven't seen it. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
What did you say?
I haven't seen the miniseries, so tell me about it.
It's quite good. It's a three-day thing, and it's quite long. It's about deeper history and a lot of photography, personal photography, and stuff like that. It's very good.
Did they tell you that we were never allowed to win, that it was a phony war, that we sent our boys there to fight, bleed, and suffer and die, but we were effectively blocked from winning, and the fact that we were financing the North Vietnamese so we could keep the war going?
Yeah.
I bet they didn't tell you that.
No, they keep saying about how they are trying to win, or they're wanting to win, or they think they're winning. And I remember what you said about that they wouldn't let us win. Yeah,
they wouldn't let us.
It's kind of like covered up.
Senator Goldwater got the rules of engagement, and we actually have them out. They're published in the congressional record, but they would not allow the American boys to win. I mean, how could a little country the size of Vietnam, size of the state of Mississippi, hold off the mightiest nation in the world? Where did they get their fighter airplanes? Their sophisticated radar-guided anti-aircraft? They got them from the Russians. Who was financing the Russians, providing the technology? We were. It was a phony war. But they cannot let the American people know that we sent our boys there simply as a diversion.
I agree.
The real... Go ahead.
they kept on saying, you know, how people in America were feeling about it, you know, and
sure.
how the soldiers felt, you know, when they came back home.
But nobody's going to tell you.
And
nobody's going to tell you.
And tonight's going to be on the, I guess they went up to, from 63 or whatever, to whatever it was started, to 65 to 69, and tonight they go into 70 to 73, I think it is.
Well, see, they're not going to tell you. It was all phony. Why did we go in? Do you remember why we went to war in Vietnam? It was the Gulf of Tonkin incident. It didn't occur. And you go up on the Internet, and you'll find out that even Robert McNamara, one of the most evil men in the world, a former, when he was living, he was a member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, he ultimately admitted why, of course, there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. And 58,000 American boys died for nothing. They want to emphasize the war without ever pointing out the real reason for the war was a diversion so they could bring in the great society programs. And it's all described in an article in Foreign Affairs magazine, January 1967, written by McGeorge Bundy, member of the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a director of the National Security Council, who directed and got us into the war. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here, is our caller still on the line? Is the woman who's called in still on the line? Sandy? I guess we lost Sandy. Well, give us a call if you're out there in the listening audience at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I haven't seen this latest miniseries, but there are all sorts of programs on Vietnam. They talk to you about the military battles and the courageous men who went over, and the various wars were fought. We've got an interesting DVD. It's an interview with a general, four-star Marine General Lew Walt, who is Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps. And if you haven't seen it, it's well worthwhile getting. And he talks about Vietnam. He talks about the people who run the world. He was a great general, a wonderful opportunity to spend time with him. And the interview with General Walt, if you don't want to buy it, it's posted on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. But certainly, we would suggest that you go ahead and get that interview with General Walt. He will tell you that we were never allowed to win in Vietnam. It was a phony war, and 58,000 Americans died in the phony war, just as millions of Americans are going to die, I fear, in the war that is imminent. Who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Greeley calling in here today.
Hi, Steve.
And I wanted to ask you a question. You know, I'm sure you're quite aware of the parable that Jesus talked about with the wheat and the tares.
Right.
And I've been kind of revisiting this and trying to, make some sense and some thoughts come together. I thought I'd get your insight into the whole thing. I question, who are these tares? Are they actually human beings at all, or are they, you know, something else that's been planted amidst the human race that's here? And, I mean, is there any truth to all this stuff that, you know, some of these life forms that may be posing as human beings aren't actually human at all? Is that consistent with the scripture in your thinking?
I don't know whether it's consistent with the scriptures. I've always felt that they were talking about the wheat and the tares were the good people and the bad people, but whether he was referring to these beings, supernatural beings, who I'm sure and convinced are planted among us, they come from the other dimension, and there really are people, really is another dimension, and there are beings that can pass back and forth. Certainly they're spirits, they're angels, good angels, bad angels, but I'm sure that they inherit or they possess people in this world. I believe there are people who are demonically possessed by these dark and evil spirits, and I've talked to people who tell me that they have been possessed, and they were able to, of course, to get rid of these multiple personalities, these demonic influences among them that inhabit them. And but if they don't, of course, when they die, I believe, of course, they're going to eternal damnation. But I've never thought of it in reference to that parable. That's an interesting thought, but I've just thought it was good and bad people. But you're absolutely right. There are people in the world today who are demonically possessed, and unfortunately, that number is growing today because we've turned our back against God. And we have so many young people in this country are victims of the American education where they've never been exposed to the Christian message. And this is why we do what we do. And we have Pastor Billy Crone and other ministers on to talk about Christianity so that people will understand it's not simply an abstract idea, but is the very essence of what life is all about. I don't know if that answers your question at all, but I think your point is well made.
Yeah, I appreciate your insights. That's been kind of my point of view, too. I, as I was looking at the scripture, though, I never really saw a place where Jesus or the Lord of the land thought that he could convert the genetic beings of these tares back into wheat. So I've always thought, you know, like you did, I think a lot of people have, that they were evil people or people who basically had to be reborn and recreated. But I'm starting to think, as you pointed out, it's along the same lines that perhaps they are not at all of the same source of the human race that God designed through Adam, and they may in fact be something totally different here. And I know Jesus talked quite a little bit about, you know, how certain people were of their father, the devil, and the lusts of their father they would do. He said that Judas Iscariot was a devil. I don't know what this means. I don't want to get too deep into it. I'm kind of cautiously, like you, reexamining this, but it does seem to give some credibility that there may be some sort of life form similar to mankind on the earth that isn't genetically, or let's put it this way, spiritually, of the same design at all as the human race, and are appearing to be this, and will manifest themselves down the road as something being totally different as the tares grow and perfect into, you know, maturity. But that was just my thoughts, and I appreciate your insight on it.
Well, I think that genetically probably they're the same as we are, but spiritually they're not. And remember, of course, the story of Jesus and the man who is demonically possessed there on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee, and how he was able to, take these spirits, force the spirits out of him into the herd of a swine, and of course they plunged on into the lake. But this man who was demonically possessed was cured by our Lord. And people who are demonically possessed can come to know the Lord. My good friend Joe Schimmel, who wrote and produced the series called "They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll," openly acknowledges that at one time he was demonically possessed. He was able to realize what was happening and overcome that. He's a minister in Southern California, and we really should get Joe back again. A wonderful source of inspiration for me and many others. But thank you for calling. God bless.
Thank you.
I don't have all the answers, but I do know that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and that unfortunately there are many people who are demonically possessed today, and I believe many of them are working at the highest level of our government and finance and banking, and this is why we're in the trouble we are today. God bless. Well, I think we have another caller who's calling in. And again, our number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Lori in Colorado again.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you? And I really appreciate so much your help when I was there speaking at Littleton, that you're coming to aid me. Thank you. But what can we do for you?
Well, the Russell Trust, the Skull and Bone Society, I've always wondered about Vietnam because of the opium trade. Was there something going on with North and South Vietnam and not allowing the opium to be traded there during that time of the Vietnam War?
No, that really had nothing to do with the relationship between North Vietnam and South Vietnam. It was simply that basically this was they wanted to keep the war going so they could continue bringing the opium into America, because a lot of it came in. When they stiffed the American bodies back home, they'd open them up, they'd get them, and then they'd pack the rafts of them. Donald Cavity was drugs. That was the CIA. Our American tax dollars at work. Hang on.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds listeners, support our community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business is the lifeline of our country's business, employing over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy, business by business. This community reminder is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For information, call 225-9499. Check in on a senior this holiday season.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, and here at American City Network, Marine was calling us, and the Marine was asking about the drug trade during the Vietnam War. Now, there's a wonderful book, we carry it, used copies, admittedly, written by Monica Jensen Stevenson. And she was married to William Stevenson, who wrote the book, A Man Called Intrepid. William is a wonderful writer. And, of course, Monica is no slouch. She used to work for 60 Minutes. She produced a number of very important 60 Minute productions until she produced one on the men we abandoned and left to rot in the prisons and die in the prisons of Vietnam. We abandoned hundreds of our servicemen there. And, of course, then she was, of course, forced out of CBS, could never get a job in the media again. So she wrote a book called The Men We Left Behind. And it was her contention that one reason for continuing, the primary reason for continuing the Vietnam War for so long, was so to facilitate the drug trade. I do not think she was right. I mean, I think that it may have been part of it. The drugs at that time were coming from the Golden Triangle in Thailand and going into Burma, and it was being mediated by a man named Khun Sa. Incidentally, we carry new copies of the book to hunt for Khun Sa. It goes into the whole background of how the CIA was involved with drug producers, with Khun Sa, protecting Khun Sa. That one part of our government was trying to catch and kill Khun Sa, the other part was protecting Khun Sa. We have a compartmentalized government where one department doesn't know what the other ones are doing, and we launched this massive military offensive against Khun Sa, and the CIA is helping Khun Sa all the time. Anyway, Khun Sa eventually ends up retiring, and I think he may have died now, but he lived for a long time in Burma after he retired. But he was kept in power by the CIA. But the real reason for Vietnam, of course, was it's a great diversion so we could bring the great society to the United States. And anybody who wants to verify what I'm saying, the article, January 1967, Foreign Affairs Magazine, written by McGeorge Bundy, who is a member of the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society, the CFR National Security Advisor, and basically lays it out. It was all about the great society. As he said, the road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam. If we were to pull out of Vietnam, there'd be strong reaction against our domestic policies. In essence, we will continue sending our boys there to fight and lead and suffer and die. As a diversion, while we bring in the great society, because that's Medicare, Medicaid, all the loans for the students and all these other crazy things that certainly have brought us to the financial disaster where we are today. Does that answer your question, Maureen?
Yeah, that does. Just one more section of it. You're talking about Cecil Rhodes.
Yes.
And that, you know, he really was the forefront of all these societies. He set up De Beers Diamonds. Diamonds are really not worth that much, but they made it people believe that they were. And these societies function with the opium trade and with the diamond trade. They pick out and probably the oil trade, and they all like intermingle among themselves.
Absolutely.
And they are in the most they get into the most money there is to produce what they want as a new world order.
Well, they recognized that they had to control the money of the wealth of the world to bring about this world government. That's the two things. They needed to control the wealth of the world. They needed to control the media. And, of course, the wealth of the world is controlled through banking, through gold and diamonds. And they control all of them. And, of course, they control the media. They simply, when they could create money out of nothing through banking, they were able to go and they were able to buy up all the media. And that's what they've done. You're absolutely,
absolutely. There's one other part I wanted to mention. When looking up Senator Richard Russell of Georgia, he was really very much in tune with starting the CDC and the FDA. And I just find that fascinating that he was allowed to go as far as he was, that people in the Congress didn't stop him. He had so much control over them.
It is a tragic situation. But unfortunately,
well,
you know, there are a lot of people who really think, oh, well, if we just give more power to government, they can solve all of our problems, without realizing government can't solve our problem. Government is our program, our problem, because by its very essence, it is corrupt because it's made up of evil men. And since you can't trust men with power, why would you think that just because they go to work for government, they're going to be any better? Anyway, God bless, Marie. So
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
bye-bye.
Who else do we have on the line here is calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado who worked with you in Littleton. I'm delighted to find out that there's another Maureen in Colorado who is knowledgeable and is in the effort to preserve liberty here, but I just thought I would identify myself. I guess I'll have to.
Okay, you are the number one. That must have been the number two Marine then.
Okay.
Anyway, I assume that,
isn't it strange?
Was the one who would help me.
The first time I heard her, I've heard her a couple of times now, and I've thought, my goodness, that's amazing. The name is not really common. It's not totally unusual, but I just thought I'd let you know there are two of us, so anyway,
right.
I'm the one that worked with you in Littleton, and I've been listening to you now for about as long as you've been on here. So, anyway, welcome to the new Maureen, and I don't know if she's new, but welcome to the next Maureen, and just thought I'd let you know, Dr. Stan, and God bless you again for all that you do.
Well, thank you, and I really do appreciate it. And I will extend you my thanks again, once again.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It was just an absolute privilege to meet you and be able to sit with you during the day. And I tell you, the literature just flew off the table. You do have such a good array of CDs, tapes, literature, and everything. And people were just eager to, I mean, they were lined up sometimes two and three deep, waiting to get to the table to make their purchases. So it was just a delight to be there and to meet you. And thank you, and I'll say goodbye now.
Thank you. God bless. Okay,
bye.
Fine. Well, we'll be back in a moment to wrap this morning's program here at Freedom Temple.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our open line programs. Ordinarily, I like to have a guest, but for one reason or another, we've had a little problem with that. Anyway, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or whatever you'd like to do. If you can advertise with Radio Liberty, it is tax deductible. We have slots for one or two more advertisers, but the major thing is if you join the Radio Liberty family, you get our four best tapes of the month, you get our monthly newsletter, but more than that, you're helping us maintain certainly our network. We just picked up two new stations in upstate New York. I hope that they will be good. They're Crawford stations, and we do Crawford stations here in California, Los Angeles, Northern California, and certainly in the in Portland, Oregon, we've been very, very happy with the Portland, with the Crawford stations. They have good listening audiences, and after a period of time, they pay for themselves, which is how this system works. Under any circumstances, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We do have that tape set I was talking about, or CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians, where they talk about, how certainly there's a lot of cooperation between the East and the West, and this organization that Dr. Day belonged to, far more powerful than communism. This is 69. People would find it difficult to believe there was something more powerful than communism, but it is the force that controls America. It controls the world, and that's what he was really talking about. And the most insightful remarks about what the future held, because it's all come to pass. So that's the New Order of the Barbarians, either the 4-CD set or the transcript, or get both of them together. And then, of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses go with them, so you can check up to be sure I'm telling you the truth. And then, of course, my talk on the world revolution, my interview with Professor Sutton on the best enemies money could buy, and then, of course, Barry Goldwater's book, used admittedly, but it's entitled With No Apologies. You want to read page 280 to the end of the chapter. We have David Rockefeller's memoirs. You want to read that starting with certainly page 405. And then, of course, we carry the book, The Search for Kunsaw, Going Into the Drug Traffic and How It's Financed by the Good Old CIA. And of course, they made a lot of money on it. That's where they get their money for their black budgets to bribe and control dictators throughout the world and kill people, hire assassins. And then, of course, we carry the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, used copies. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We're involved in a spiritual battle. There are dark spiritual forces at work at every level of our society. And the fact that most people don't know this simply reflects the gift of all that exists today over what the American people think. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, may the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of